Chapter 4. Clint saves Bucky and some guppies. "You're ridiculous," Nat says, amusement clear in her voice. Clint looks up at her from the ground, laughing as he tries to keep Lucky from licking his face. "You wish you were down here with us." Natasha raises an eyebrow. "Considering I saw a drunk empty his stomach right where you're laying, no, Clint, I really don't." Clint scrunches up his nose in disgust, opening his mouth to say something, when Lucky freezes, lifts his head, barks once, and takes off, vanishing in a cloud of dust back towards the shore. Clint exchanges a shocked look with Natasha, and then they're both off, running after Lucky and calling his name. "Lucky, come here, boy!" Clint shouts, barely catching a glimpse of Lucky's tag disappearing over a pile of rocks. "If I break my ankle climbing over these rocks because of that dog, Clint," Tasha threatens. Clint ignores her, searching for the distinctive flash of sun off Lucky's fur. "There!" he shouts, stumbling down the pile of rocks, nearly taking them all down with him. "Lucky, you can't go running off like that. You had me worried sick." Lucky whines, pawing at the rocks. Clint scratches behind his ear, glancing at the rocks. There's a small gap that Lucky keeps nosing at, so Clint puts his ear up to it and listens. "Is anyone out there?" "Shit," Clint breathes. "Hey, can you hear me?" Silence, and then, "Clint?" Clint blinks. "Bucky, how the hell did you get trapped in there?" "Clint, you have to get us out of here. I've got guppies in here with me, and they've been out of the water for too long." Bucky sounds frantic. Tasha squeezes Clint's shoulder and starts climbing back up the rock pile, presumably to get the crew. "All right, Bucky, I need you to calm down," Clint says, keeping his voice level. "Natasha has gone to get the rest of my crew, and only my crew, so we can help you get out of there. Can you tell me how many guppies you have with you?" 3, Bucky says shakily. "Any chance you can pass us some salt water through that little hole? They need it pretty bad, Clint." "As soon as Natasha comes back," Clint soothes. "She's bringing water jugs with her. We'll fill those and pass them through." "Okay," Bucky says, and now that Clint's listening for it, he can hear the soft cries of a child and Bucky's gentle murmurs. "Hey, we're going to be all right," he's saying. "You remember that human I told you about?" There's a response too quiet for Clint to understand, and then Bucky chuckles. "Yeah, the one with a smile like sea lava. He's here, and he's going to help us get out of here. Don't move too much, okay? We've got to conserve your strength." "You all right in there?" Clint asks, pulling Lucky away from sniffing at the rocks. "Clint, they don't have much longer," Bucky says softly. "It's okay, Bucky, we'll get you out of there," Clint says. And he takes a look back at the top of the rock pile and sees Tasha and Thor making their way down, with Kate, Wanda, Pietro, Bruce, and a girl Clint doesn't recognize following behind them, their hands full of empty water jugs. "My crew's here. I'm going to go tell them what to do, and I'll be right back, all right?" He jogs over to Tasha, opening his mouth to ask who the new girl is, but she beats him to it. "This is Shuri," she explains. "She knows a little of what we're dealing with, so I brought her along." Clint looks at Shuri, and she stares him dead in the eye unflinchingly. "These people are my family," Clint emphasizes. "If I find out you have any ill will towards them, no one will ever find your body." "Respectable," Shuri remarks, smirking at him. Clint blinks at her, then turns to face his crew. "Thor, Tasha, Pietro, you're on clearing out rocks. Try to make a hole big enough for water jugs to fit through, then we'll start working on making it mer-sized. Wanda, Kate, Shuri, fill the water jugs, as many as you can, as fast as you can. Bruce, you're helping with water until we can get them out. I may need your doctor skills." They get to work, falling into a tense silence. When the hole is finally big enough to push some water through, Clint immediately starts handing it over. Bucky and the guppies are pouring it over top of themselves almost faster than Clint can hand it over, and he quickly pulls Tasha off rock duty and puts her on water duty. Once the guppies aren't in danger of drying out, Clint, Thor, and Pietro get to work on moving the rocks, making it big enough for a small child to crawl through. "All right, let's see if that's big enough," Clint says, ushering his crew back and yanking Wanda forwards. A small hand pokes through the hole cautiously, and a baby mer follows shortly afterwards. Wanda bends down and extends her hand, but the baby mer flinches back, looking terrified. "It's okay," Wanda murmurs. "I'm here to help you." She starts humming an old lullaby, something Clint's heard both her and Pietro hum before. The guppy perks up at the tune, pulling itself forward until Wanda can scoop it up and bring it to the ocean. "All right, First Guppy is back in the water and looking healthier by the minute, Clint says into the hole. Send the next one through. The next two guppies he gives to Kate and Shuri, and they carry their guppies to the ocean and start splashing. You're next, Bucky, Clint says. He doesn't get a response. Bucky, come on, answer me. There's nothing. Guys, he barks, get him out of there. Everyone who isn't holding a guppy jumps into action, pulling away rocks and clearing debris quickly. They slowly reveal the tiny space where Bucky was curled around the three guppies, made slightly more spacious by their removal. When they finally see Bucky, he's not moving. Clint dives in to help, throwing rocks to the side furiously. He can see flaky patches of skin on Bucky's torso and tail, and he's got no doubt that the idiot Murr gave all the water to the guppies and took none for himself. Finally, they've cleared enough debris that Clint can pull Bucky out, so he scoops him up and strides towards the ocean, not even bothering to unhook his weapons from his person, before walking into the ocean and submerging them both. Come on, Bucky, come back to me, Clint thinks. He holds his breath until his lungs start burning, and then he holds some more. Please, he thinks, and just as he's about to go above water to get some air, Bucky's eyes flash open and he jerks violently. The edge of his tail hits Clint in the face, splitting the skin and causing a small cloud of blood to float through the water. Bucky's eyes snap to his cheek, pupils going black. He reaches out a hand and traces over the split skin, but when Clint flinches under the shock of his touch, Bucky pulls back. Then his eyes widen and he shoves Clint towards the surface, holding him steady when he breaks the surface and gasps for air. You were going purple, you idiot, he growls, holding Clint up effortlessly. Wanted to make sure you were okay, Clint pants, sucking in air. I'd be less okay if you drowned, Bucky scolds, propelling them back towards the shore. The guppies let out an excited shriek at the sight of him, and they squirm out of the girls' arms and come swimming over, slowing down once they get within arm's reach of Clint. He's all yours, Clint says, and he winks and makes a funny face. Apparently, that transcends species, because the guppies let out shrieks of laughter and crash into Bucky excitedly as Clint moves away. He drags himself onto dry land and collapses on the beach, chest heaving. Tasha smacks him on the chest. Don't you ever do that again, she hisses at him. You were under for way too long. Clint grunts at her and shuts his eyes, basking in the sun on his face and the fresh air in his lungs. And then a pile of wet sand hits him in the face. He jerks upright, spluttering. Who did that? He shouts, and the sound of giggling reaches his ears, making him look over at where the guppies were. They shriek when they see him looking over and duck underwater or behind Bucky, who's outright laughing at him. It might be the most beautiful thing Clint's ever seen. Clint takes a minute and strips off his weapons, shirt, and shoes before running full tilt at the water and diving in, cutting through the water smoothly. He makes faces at the guppies as they swim around him, and their laughter reaches him through the water, admittedly muffled, but still adorable. He pops up in front of Bucky and says, "You shouldn't laugh at other people's pain, you know." "You got hit in the face with a fistful of sand, not rocks," Bucky points out, smirking. "Not exactly excruciating." Clint pouts. It still hurt, you know, he says. He may be angling for Bucky to kiss it better, but he's not even sure that Murr have kissing, so this may backfire on him terribly. Bucky reaches out and swipes a thumb across Clint's cheekbone gently, lingering for a second that drags on forever, while also being over too soon, and the corner of his mouth quirks up in an adorably shy grin. I'm sure you'll be okay, he says wryly, and then moves in close and brushes his nose along Clint's jawline again. Clint has to stop himself from whining at the loss of Bucky's warmth when he pulls away, swimming backwards and grabbing guppies as he passes them. I should get them back, he says, keeping eye contact. Feel free to come and visit, Clint says, winking. A flush rises on Bucky's cheeks and he laughs, ducking his head. He only looks back once, just before he dives under the water, and Clint raises a hand in farewell, thankful that Bucky is too far to see the stupidly lovesick look on his face. Bye, Bucky, Clint breathes, and after Bucky vanishes underwater, Clint turns and starts heading back towards shore, where Wanda and Shuri have fallen asleep on each other, Thor and Bruce are talking quietly near the rock slide, with Pietro hovering by their shoulders, and Tasha's waiting for him as he walks out of the water. You should tell him, she says, as Clint pulls his clothes and weapons back on. I will, Clint says. I will, he insists, seeing the look on her face. The next time I see him, I'll tell him. Tasha hums in response, leaving Clint feeling like he's just passed some sort of test. He can't stop himself from looking back one final time at the water, hoping, despite knowing that he's gone, to catch one last glimpse of Bucky. He thinks maybe he sees a glimpse of a tail above the water, but it turns out that the look he got at Bucky right before he vanished into the water is the last one he's going to get for 7 years.